Yes. John Lamont, Member of the Scottish Parliament for Ettrick, Roxburgh and Berwickshire. I mean, clearly everybody around Berwickshire and across the borders will be shocked by this terrible news from the Jim Clark rally from Saturday. I mean, clearly it's a big event that affects many parts of Berwickshire and the area around Kelso. Many people are directly involved because they help marshal the event, or many people go along and watch. And many other local businesses are directly affected because of the additional customers that they have to deal with during this very busy time. So it's a major event. So for something as tragic as this to happen, it really does have a big effect on the local community. And I was struck yesterday going around Coldstream, which is where I live, just how, you know, stunned and shocked and subdued the whole town was. And I'm sure that's the same in Duns and Kelso, which are the sort of main towns which support the Jim Clark rally. So it really is shocking news, and people are just having to come to terms with it. Yeah, I mean, it is shocking when these things happen. It's all the more shocking when it happens on your doorstep. I mean, I live literally 5 miles, four miles away from the second accident site. I was very, very close to where it happened yesterday afternoon. There was an area of the road which was closed to allow the rally to come past, and I was, I think, a few hundred yards away from where the accident, the tragic accident happened. So I think when these events happen so close to home, when they happen on your doorstep, and they happen in areas which you're familiar with, very often there's people who maybe you know who witnessed some of the events, and that makes it all the more powerful and all the more tragic and all the more difficult perhaps to deal with. So it's clearly a very shocking time. It's clearly extremely distressing for the victims and their families. And of course, there's some people who are still in hospital with very serious injuries, and they've obviously got to get better. I'm sure I speak for everybody when I say that our thoughts and prayers are with them and their families. Well, undoubtedly, I mean, it is such a major event. There's lots of people who have been visiting the area simply to watch the Jim Clark rally. I mean, today I think I'm struck by, how busy all the local sort of, bars and eating places are, because there's lots of people who are in the town who would otherwise be watching the Jim Clark rally, who now find themselves with lots of spare time, and before they head off, they're obviously using the local cafes and bars and hotels to pass the time. And that's quite striking, because normally on the Sunday of Jim Clark rally, the towns are quite quiet because everybody's out watching the event happening. So it is slightly surreal, it's slightly strange circumstances, quite an odd mood, I think. Nobody quite can believe what has happened. And clearly it's going to take some time for people to adjust and get used to what's happened, because, as I say, you don't expect these tragic events to happen on your doorstep. Indeed, I mean, I think across the area, I mean, I was struck by some of the comments on Facebook and Twitter yesterday, and clearly it's having an impact on people across the border area. I mean, Jim Clark was a real, you know, clearly a real hero for Duns and Berwickshire. But I think for the whole of the Borders, people recognised his importance and the fact that we're having this rally, this annual event, and his name is you know, a great tribute to him. But I think it shows how, you know, how the Borders viewed him, and the fact it's been going for so many years. Also, perhaps as an indication of the respect that he had amongst the Borders community. So, when you do have an event, a tragic event like this happening, clearly it's going to have a big impact, not just on those communities directly affected, those communities who are, you know, on the roads that are closed because of the rally, but for the wider Borders community, who clearly understand the importance of Jim Clark and understand the significance of the events of yesterday. I think that's probably everything.